Do you ever have the clinical situation where you find you have run out of expansion with an RME before the maxilla is expanded as much as you would ideally like? What do you do? If I need quite a bit more expansion, I will usually go through a procedure that involves removal and remake of the appliance in the office. This works, but takes a lot of time and disrupts other office activities. If I'm close, I may just replace the expander with a TPA and try to get the last millimeter or two by adjusting the TPA. A novel approach to this situation was published in the September 2008 Journal of Clinical Orthodontics. A group of orthodontists from São Paulo, Brazil, submitted a case report that you may want to look at. The case documents the expansion of a 16-year-old female. The Hyrax type expander was constructed with a 13-millimeter screw, but the expansion was still found to be inadequate when the limit of the screw had been reached. At this point, the screw and guide pins were still anchored in the body of the screw, but any further turning could make the expander unstable as the guide pins come out of the metal screw body. The solution to this clinical problem for the authors was to extend the body of the screw mechanism. They did this by adding composite to the medial edges of the screw body that had been separated. They first cleaned the screw body with a sodium bicarbonate prophylaxis air polisher. This allowed thorough cleaning in and around the screw and stabilizing pins. Light cured composite was then added to each side around the screw and stabilizing pins, effectively extending the screw body towards the midline. In the photographs, it looks like about 3 to 4 millimeters of composite was added on each side. After the composite was placed and cured, it was contoured and polished with diamonds or burrs, and expansion was continued. In this case, 5 more days at 2 turns per day were completed before expansion was found to be adequate. The photos show that the composite stayed attached to the screw body and provided the stability and guidance for the additional 10 turns of expansion. If this works, it could really prove to be a simple way to get more expansion out of a Hyrax type expander with minimal clinic or lab time. Although it looks great in this single case report, I am a bit nervous about the cleaning part since I don't have a Prophyjet or other bicarb cleaner in the office. It seems like it may be possible for the composite to pull away from the screw body and not provide the desired stability. I thought about micro-etching the screw body surface, but it may be hard to do that without getting unwanted retention of the composite to the threaded screw or the stabilizing pins. At any rate, I thought that this was a novel idea and may be worth putting in your data bank. To see the photos of the procedure and read the complete description of the technique, this article can be found in the September 2008 JCO under the title, A Practical Alternative for Increasing the Capacity of a Maxillary Expansion Screw.